What Big Sisters Are For by Jennifer Maddy, based on a true story. Each day I'll try to do his will and let my light so shine that others seeing me may seek for greater light divine. Children's Songbook, pages 82 and 83. Amanda pulled the silky ribbon around the loop and tightened the pretty bow.
There you go, Emma,
she said.
Thanks,
Emma said as she looked over her shoulder trying to see the bow on the back of her dress.
It's hard for me to tie it backwards. That's what big sisters are for,
Amanda said. She picked up her scriptures and headed to the kitchen for breakfast. It was Sunday, and the family was busy getting ready for church. On her way to the kitchen, Amanda found Clara sitting on the floor. Clara was frowning. Her shoes were on the wrong feet.
Let me help you with your shoes, Clara,
Amanda said. She undid the straps of Clara's shoes, put them on the right feet, and tightened the straps. Clara stood up and marched around happily.
Thanks, Amanda,
she said. Amanda smiled.
That's what big sisters are for, she said.
In the kitchen, Amanda found Megan and Rachel sitting at the table.
We're hungry,
Megan said.
Where are Mom and Dad?
Mom is taking care of the baby, and Dad is at a meeting at church,
Amanda said.
I'll help you get breakfast.
Amanda poured cereal and milk into two bowls and put two slices of bread in the toaster. The toaster ticked as Megan slurped her milk and Rachel listened to the crackling cereal. When the toast popped up, Amanda spread on butter and strawberry jam. She put the toast on two plates and handed them to her sisters. Thanks, Amanda, they said.
That's what big sisters are for,
Amanda said, and she put another piece of bread in the toaster for herself. A few minutes later, Mom walked into the kitchen carrying baby Ruby. When Mom saw the girls eating breakfast, she smiled gratefully at Amanda. Thank you, Amanda, Mom said. You're such a big help to me and your younger sisters. You're a great example for them, even little Ruby. Ruby blinked and smiled at her oldest sister. At church, Amanda sat quietly with her family. When the organ started playing the opening hymn, Amanda opened a hymn book. She loved singing the hymns in sacrament meeting. Come follow me, the Savior said, she sang. Then let us in his footsteps tread. Amanda looked down the row at her sisters and saw that they were watching her. Then they opened their hymn books and began to sing. Megan and Rachel shared a book while Emma pointed out the words to Clara. A warm feeling grew inside Amanda. She was glad she could serve her family by helping her younger sisters. She promised herself that she would always try to be helpful and to be a good example for them. After all, that's what big sisters are for.
Sidebar. My mom was feeling sick one night, and I wanted to help her feel better. I decided to put my little brother and sister to bed for my mom. I helped them say their prayers, and I tucked them in tight. I even said, I love you. Good night. To help them have sweet dreams, it felt good to be able to help my mom. Liberty W., age 5, Alberta, Canada.
End of the story. What Big Sisters Are For,